Childcare in Massachusetts isn't working out well for anyone. As we've been hearing this week, some teachers are fleeing the field while parents struggle to find affordable care. But it's not just a hardship for working parents. It's a problem for employers trying to find and keep their workers. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer explains what some companies are doing about it.
Where do you want to eat your breakfast? Do you want to eat in your playroom and we can read some books? Yeah.
What's that?
On a typical morning, Sarah Berkeley chops up strawberries and a bagel for her 2-year-old Cole. She'll log on to work soon from the top floor of her Arlington home. Berkeley is a manager for a benefits consultant called NFP. While she's at work, she relies on a nanny to care for Cole.
Yeah.
It's a good arrangement. Berkeley feels lucky to have it, especially with another baby on the way. But on the few days things don't go as planned, because even nannies get sick, Berkeley falls back on a familiar option.
I can definitely turn the TV on and let him watch Elmo. It's really the only way I'll get some quiet time, because otherwise he's kind of just like, Mama? Mama? Book?
Tiger.
Yeah, you want to watch Daniel Tiger.
But she does have another option, something more employers like hers have started to offer, backup childcare. Her company offers 10 days of subsidized care. She says it can be hard to find someone last minute.
But the times that it works, it's great. It's been great. And it's been a savior, for sure.
Berkeley is seeing more of her own clients offering this benefit, too. Bright Horizons is a Newton-based company with child care centers across the world. Since the pandemic, they've seen a 28% increase in the number of U.S. business clients who've added backup care.
If you want to keep employees, you know, and if you want these working moms to stay, then you have to give them support, and that's just how it is.
Employers like J.C. Burton recognize this. She's the founder and CEO of Maven Construction in Dorchester. But there was this 10-month period right after the pandemic hit when she had another unofficial title.
The chief babysitter or chief child care coordinator was a task and a job I didn't know that I would ever have.
Around half of Burton's staff had young kids who couldn't go to school, including her own 8-year-old daughter. So parents took turns watching a handful of kids.
We had to turn ourselves into a little temporary daycare, right? There were offices that we utilized where we had to, you know, set aside space for kids to kind of come and work while their parents were working.
Burton would call local child care centers on behalf of her employees. And when spots opened up, she immediately paid the deposits to secure them. In fact, Burton now includes child care in her plans for new construction projects.
So yes, in the project plan, we're certainly thinking about that now. We would not have ever previously thought about that.
There has been a major shift in the business community, says Tom Weber, who leads the Massachusetts Business Coalition for Early Childhood Education. The group of more than 80 local business leaders launched last year.
I don't think that employers see it so much as their responsibility, as much as they see it as their enlightened self-interest to engage in solutioning around childcare, because they desperately need workers.
One of the coalition members is Lori Meads. She's the CEO of Siemens Bank in Cape Cod. Her bank partners with local child care centers and pays 65% of the tuition. They started doing it way before the pandemic.
We've been able to keep many an employee because of it. And, you know, the cost that you would spend on time and resources to train someone, it is far more beneficial to help them in this way and be able to keep them in the workforce.
Now, it's unusual to find an employer who pays that much for childcare. And it's very unusual to find employers in the service sector that provide any child care support, even though service workers struggle with some of the least flexible schedules. Still, Tom Weber says there's more momentum than ever from employers. They want to solve this problem. What they don't want to do is foot that massive child care bill on their own. So the coalition is putting its weight behind state legislation that would put way more money into child care.
I think that this, you know, is best solved through public-private partnership. Certainly, it's not going to be achievable by continuing to place it on the shoulders of families alone.
The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation estimates that inadequate child care costs employers in the state more than $800 million a year. Workers lose more than twice that in wages, especially women. It's a huge motivator for J.C. Burton, the owner of Maven Construction.
If our workforce is ever going to be equitable, where there are women involved, where there are people of color involved, we have to think about what that looks like for childcare and having access to childcare.
After all, she says, the future of her company depends on working parents. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.